Again, praise God. Some of you are still coming on, and I may just make that announcement later about the inspirational nugget for those that didn't get to hear it. But we're going to go forward tonight. The word for tonight, as God has given us, is lean into God. Now, we always hear the expression lean on God, and that's good. That's what we want to do. We're going to lean on God. But tonight, I'm stressing this about lean into God. In other words, press into him. Press, I mean, you get serious, really serious about it. You know, kind of like Jacob. Jacob says, look, I am not going to let you go until you bless my soul. So the thought is lean into God. Press into him. Hallelujah. You know, he says, the day that you seek me with your whole heart, then you shall find me. That's what I'm talking about, leaning into God. Press into him. Hallelujah. Right where you're at, say this, lean into God. Amen. Say it again, lean into God. Amen. The scripture, base scripture is Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, 5-6. And that reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Praise God. Trust. Let's talk about a little bit about the word trust. We're not talking about trusting in anybody. We're talking trusting in the Lord. The Lord God, it says, I am the Lord thy God. He says, and I change not. Hallelujah. So trust, that means a firm belief in the reliability of someone. It's the truth. Trust is the ability or the strength of someone or something. So we know that we can lean into God. We can lean on him. Hallelujah. And that we see the reason we can lean into him is because he promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. He says, I'm going to be with you always. Lean into God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's confidence. Trusting is confidence. Faith is dependence. We can leave him to take charge. In other words, don't lean to your own understanding. He says, but lean on God. Let him take charge. Let him navigate the affairs in your life. God knows each one of us have different things that we go through, different challenges, different set of obligations and that type of thing. But we can allow him to take charge. We lean in him. And we can rely on him. I mean, for surety. We don't have to worry about doubt or anything, but surely, hallelujah, he will deliver. Here's an example. Just envision, just think about it. Envision yourself in a meeting, and there was about to be a very important announcement. You're in the office, you're in the meeting, but there's some noise going on. You can hear the noise in the hallways even though you're in a closed-door meeting. So in order not to miss what is about to be announced, you begin to lean in towards the announcer. So you can listen attentively and intensely. You lean in and sort of like open your ears a little bit more. Well, similarly, when we're confronted with certain situations or crossroads in life, and Lord knows life happens. Oh, yeah, life happens. We should always first look to God's word for wisdom and guidance. We can lean into what his word says. We can put all of our trust. You can bank everything you have on the word of God. Hallelujah. Because why? Because, see, God is not slack concerning his promises. You say that with me. Say, God is not slack concerning his promises. That means concerning you. F means concerning me. Amen. Praise God. Because we want to look to God first. Look to it in his word. Look in the word. He'll give us a wisdom and a direction. In his word, he says, when you find the wisdom, he says, just tie it around your neck. Wrap it around. Hold on to that. Hallelujah. For dear life, because it is going to be your guide. It's going to be your direction. The word isn't going anywhere. And guess what? It doesn't get, the word. Like Jesus says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isaiah 50:7, it talks about setting your face. He says, setting my face like a flint. And what is a flint? A flint is a hard kind of stone that's used to make projectile points. I mean, sharp points such as arrowheads and spearheads, as well as drills and other tools. So you know it has to be sharp. And see, think about it, as a rock. That's what Isaiah says. Isaiah said, I will not be disgraced, or I'm not going to be ashamed, because I know the Lord. Ashamed, because we look to him, because we set our face toward him, and he is our rock. He is the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. We can depend on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah said, I'm not going to be disgraced. I'm not going to be ashamed because the Lord, he helps me. David even says, the Lord, he helps me, and that right early. And there are times when David says, God, he says, before I could pray, God heard me. He knows what we're going to say. He knows our heart when we approach him. Hallelujah. So why not lean into God? Hallelujah. Say it with me again. Lean into God. Lean into him. Hallelujah. Press in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's talk about leaning on God, leaning into God. Yes, lean on him too, but leaning in him. You're pressing in. Hallelujah. That means to follow hard after God. Mm-hmm. In fact, Psalm 63:8, David said, my soul follows hard after thee. Thy right hand upholds me. In other words, I cling to you, Lord, and I'm holding on for dear life. Hallelujah. I'm giving you everything I have. I'm pressing in. I'm leaning into you. He says, I'm following hard after you. See, God calls each one of us to follow wholeheartedly in our devotion to him, in our commitment to him, in our obedience to him, in our service to him, and in pursuit of him. Oh, yes, wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. No, give it everything you have. Again, he says, the day that you seek me with your whole heart, then you shall find me. I will be found of you. See, we have never been called as a people of God to casually follow after God. Oh, no. See, the call to follow hard is to be fully invested in setting God's kingdom first and his righteousness. That's why he said, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these other things that we desire, it'll be added to us. But he set a priority, hallelujah, that we are to seek God first. He already knows what we have need of. He said, but put me first. I want to be first. He doesn't want to be second. He don't want to be on a shelf. He don't want to be, I'll pick you up when I need you. No. He wants wholehearted service, wholehearted commitment, following hard. See, anybody who's following hard after someone, they don't give up. I can tell you this, when Pastor and I were actually dating, but even before I said I would be his girlfriend, he began to kind of follow hard after me. And I at the time, I really wasn't interested in him at that time. But, you know, we had in our old church in Philadelphia, we had a renovated movie theater. And that movie theater would seat about 1,200 people. So that's a lot of folks. And you know how a movie theater typically has several sets of doors. And ours at that time had three sets of doors. And I noticed that he was all the way down the front. So I figured if I get out the one of these doors here, this front door, then maybe he won't see me, and maybe I can escape him. But guess what? He was falling hard after me. Next thing I know, when I came out one set of doors, he came out the next set, and we laugh about that this today, even today. Hallelujah. So anyone that you love, and certainly we love the Lord, because God tells us to love the Lord thy God with our whole heart, our whole mind, all our strength, all our might. We are to love the Lord. So when you love the Lord like that, you don't have a problem with pressing in, leaning into God. Lord, I need wisdom tonight. God, I need direction. Lord, I need guidance. Lord, I'm at a crossroad. I don't know what I should do, Lord. Maybe there's a business decision you're trying to make. Maybe try to decide, well, should I purchase this? So I do this? Should I do the other? But when you press into God, and when you seek Him with your whole heart, God said that He will answer. Oh, yes, He will direct your steps. He will order our steps. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So in other words, cast all your cares, all your problems, troubles, mistakes. We make mistakes. And the burdens, cast them all on Him. Why? Because God cares for us. He can handle it. God knows exactly how to handle. And He tells us, you cast it. He said that we shouldn't fret or worry about anything, but we need to cast all of our cares and concerns on Him. He knows how to work it out. Hallelujah. See, life's problems are much too heavy for you and I to carry. Otherwise, if we try to carry today's cares of this world, it will drain you spiritually. Oh, yes, and it will hinder your spiritual growth. Why? Because the heavy burdens and these things that keep us from, keep our mind off of Him, and it burns us down. And think about it. Worrying doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't make the situation any better. In fact, it makes it worse, because then you got a headache, and then you're confused, and you seem like you've lost your joy. You don't have the peace of God that passes all understanding. You don't have that kind of peace. But because why? Because we're worrying about things. But when we cast those cares on God, hallelujah, He knows how to handle it. Even with our children, as wayward children, and the problems that they may have, and whatever, it could be in a family member, it could be on a job, but doesn't matter. God can handle it. Cast your cares upon Him, for He absolutely cares for us. So we don't want to carry these things that hinder our spiritual growth. We don't want anything to disturb our mental capacity. Can't think clearly. Because when you carry the loads of this world on you, it robs your joy. It robs it affects our even physical health. And a lot of times people will go to a doctor for certain things, and the doctor can't find anything wrong. But because they're worrying, they're carrying loads, they're carrying unnecessarily problems or whatever. But if they just begin to release their faith and press in and lean into God, we can cast that. He knows how to handle it. He will deliver. Hallelujah. Praise God. Weeping may endure for a night, but guess what? Joy will come in the morning. Say amen. Glory to God. See, not only can God handle life's problems, He knows how to uphold us. He knows how to sustain you during the process. Yes, going through things, and people might know of certain things that you're going through, but when you lean in on God, and you don't have any doubt that God can work it out. Hallelujah. Because while we're trying to figure it out, He's already worked it out. Hallelujah. You know, that's just something that, yeah, it sounds good, but when we really do it, when we really press in and lean into God, God will fix it. He'll work it out every single time. And folks will look at you, you still got a smile on your face. You still got a step, got a pep in your step. You still have your shoulders squared and your head lifted high. Hallelujah, because you know where your help is coming from. Amen, somebody. You know where your help is coming from. And they can look at you and say, hey, you don't look like what you've been through. Don't look like you've been through trouble. You don't even look like you've been through distress. Why? Because you know how to cast your cares on the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he says, if you and I keep our minds stayed on the Lord, he promised to keep us in perfect peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Trouble has a way of finding each one of us. And they might even have to cry. It's okay. Go ahead and cry. But don't. When you get through crying, cast those cares. Say, God, I know you care for me, and I'm going on. He gives strength to those that are weak. And even during the times that we are weak, the word says, then am I strong. Hallelujah. He knows how to renew our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So ask God to order your steps every single day. He promised to direct your path. And that's the other part of that scripture. He says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Ask him. He shall direct thy path. And that is the word for tonight. Lean into God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we're getting ready to lean into God tonight on prayer. There's many things that we have to pray about tonight. Hallelujah. There's so much, so much going on tonight. And we just need to touch the throne of God. Hallelujah. Lean and press in on him. Hallelujah. Make our petition made known before the Lord. Let our request be made known. With thanksgiving and supplication, he says, let your request be made known. So tonight we'll be praying for the bereaved family, Apostle Steve Foreman. He lost Lady O, his wife, I believe it was Sunday. Hallelujah. But we just want you to pray. We're praying for the Foreman family, Apostle Steve Foreman. We're also praying for continued prayers for our brother Marcus Zick. We believe in God for his complete deliverance. We are praying also for Brother Dwayne Cunningham. He had surgery on yesterday. God brought him through the surgery. We're believing God for his complete healing. We'll continue prayer for Deacon Robert Cooper and Sister Shirley Cooper. We always pray for our mother Dolores Liggins and also for the father of our church, Deacon Walter Brown. Continue prayers for Sister Shirley Brown. Continue prayers go up for Sister Betty Ann Davis. Hallelujah. And we're also praying for Brother Richard Dixon, and that he is the father of Sister Abby. Hallelujah. And she said to me that he on Sunday that he was having surgery. That would be today, this morning. He had surgery. So we're believing God. We're petitioning God. And not only that, we want to pray even for the families, the bereaved families of the high school that was in Winder, Georgia, where there was shooting in the high school. My God, four people had died, and there was 9 others taken to the hospital. Not only in Georgia, but it's happened in other places, Chicago, different places. My goodness, we have to pray. How much more? Listen, if there's ever a time, people of God, hear me tonight. If there's ever a time we need to press into God, we need to lean into him, we need to make God our priority and pray, it's right now. It's right now because the enemy seems to be running rampant. And we have to cover our children in prayer, cover each other in prayer, and believe in God. We need to lean into him. And we're going to do just that tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, maybe I didn't call your name, but God knows your name. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. I want to say to Sister Anna Allen, if you're on this line, God knows your name. Hallelujah. He knows every single one of us. He knows exactly where we're at. The word says, I know the way that you take. So he knows all about us. Long as God knows us, he knows what we're going through. Let us just touch and agree. We're all going to pray together tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we love you. We praise you tonight. We thank you, God, because you're so good. You're good to us all the time. My God, we love you, God. We love you, Father. And we love you to the point, God, that we want to lean in on you, God. And we'll trust in you. We'll set our face like a flint. Hallelujah. We know that you are that rock. Hallelujah. You're the rock of ages. You're the rock. You, hallelujah. You're our fortress. Hallelujah. You're our high tower. You are our hiding place tonight, and that's where we want to dwell. We want to dwell in the secret place. Hallelujah, the Most High God, that we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We acknowledge your sovereignty tonight. We look to you because you are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. We stretch and release our faith to you tonight. God, we need you tonight. Hallelujah. God, we need you, every single one of us on this line. Oh, God, every home that's represented here, every family that's represented on this line tonight, we extend our hand to you, God. Said, Lord, we need you tonight. We need you as never before. We need you, God, to even pardon our sins and our mistakes, God. We repent, God, even times, God, we miss the mark sometimes. But, God, you're faithful and you're just to forgive us, Lord, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord, that we have this advocate with you, God the Father. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you're interceding on behalf of every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We bless you tonight. We thank you, God, because you have us on your mind. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Now, Father, you heard each one of these names that we call. Some need healing, God. Some, God, bodies are racking with pain. God, we ask you to lighten that pain. Release it in the name of Jesus. Send your word and heal, God. Hallelujah. Those that need healing, huh? Even Mr. Betty Ann Davis, remember her. Encourage her heart, Father, tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we ask tonight, God, that you move by your spirit. Hallelujah. Set free and deliver, God. Hallelujah. Like no one else can do that, God. We receive it tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we release our faith. God, we believe in your word. We believe your word is quick and is sharp, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's powerful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because your word, Lord, your word will not go out and return back to you void, but it will accomplish all that it set out there to do. So, Lord, send your word. Send your word to heal someone. Send your word and lighten the pain. Send your word and regulate high blood pressures. And send your word and touch rheumatoid arthritis. Send your word and touch swollen limbs and God and aching joints, God. Regulate, God, in the name of Jesus. You are a God of restoration. You are God who is a lifter of our heads. Hallelujah. And we believe you and we thank you. We need your strength. We need your power every single day, God. God, even God, as we lie down tonight and rest, allow the angels to continuously wrap their arms around us, God, that take charge over us, God. We bless you, Lord, at all times. Hallelujah. You are God of promise. You are God that answers prayer. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. We bless you tonight. We ask you, Father, to remember the bereaved families, Lord, have mercy on those families, on the high school where there was a shooting there, God. They left and said goodbye to their parents, and little that their parents knew that they would not be returning. Oh, God, you know how to lift up. You know how to touch up. You know, God, how to heal that heart, heal the broken hearts, oh, God. Those that are convalescing, even in the hospital, God, bring those children out. Bring the adults out. Bring them out, God, in the name of Jesus. God, even still, you get the glory. Hallelujah. We are standing in the gap right now, God. Hallelujah. For bereaved families everywhere. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're lifting up Apostle Steve Foreman. You're encouraging his heart. Lord, it's not that long that he lost his daughter, and now his wife is gone. Father, strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. We know you don't make mistakes, God. Oh, my God. Give him the strength. Give him the comfort, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I want to thank you. We thank you right now, even for First Lady Laura Foots, God. Lord, you know what she's going through. We thank you. Every time she says to me, it's a good day. I'm having a good day today. Continue to lift her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to encourage her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you told us that we ought to pray one for the other. God, we pray for the members of our church, the Petersville Baptist Church. Oh, God, and not only the Petersville Church, but churches worldwide that lifting up the name of Jesus stirs up, God. Stir up the pure hearts, God. God, put running in their feet, clapping in their hands. Help the church, help the body of Christ to press in and lean into you, God, to be real for you. Wake them up, God. Let them know that it's no time to sleep. It is time to wake out of sleep. It's time to serve God with all their heart, all their mind, all their strength. Father, we are believing. We are believing that give them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. We shall be filled. Hallelujah. We believe you, God. Hallelujah. New wisdom, new direction. Oh, my God. Guidance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless God. Bless our pastor, Pastor Ollie Bolden. Strengthen him, God. Wisdom and direction, God. Hallelujah. Put that word in him like boldness, that he would not deviate from the left or the right, but he will be centered in, God, in the name of Jesus. Centered to please you, God. Centered to give your word, hallelujah, to be instant in season, hallelujah. Preach your word, hallelujah. We believe you. Bless the ministers. Hallelujah. That we stand and give your word, that we will live thereby. Help us, Lord, to show love as we live in the word, that we will live the word in love, that we will show people love and concern. We will show the caring for each other in the name of Jesus. Bless our children. Keep them covered. Keep them covered under the blood, even as they get on the school bus, as they're driving, as they're in the school. Oh, my God, cover them, every one of them. Father, we pray that, God, even everyone that's on this line, even cover us as we get in our cars, as we go about our daily work. Father, we believe that you will keep us covered, that you'll let the angels kept round about us in the name of Jesus, that no harm, no hurt, no danger will come. The weapon might be formed, hallelujah, but no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. We need you, God. Help us, Lord, to see you. Open the eyes of our heart. Open them right now. Open our spiritual ears. Help us to hear from you clearly. Help us to see you, God. See you through your word. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the time in which we live, that we can give your name praise, that use us for your will, for your glory. Use us, God, that's for your kingdom, Lord. Help us to be kingdom-minded Christians, that we will reach out and help someone to reach down and pick someone up, that we'll be able to show the light. We will be that light that you said that we are the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. Help us to shine for you, Father, tonight. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're going to ask and we're going to decree and declare that those, even the members of our church who don't usually be on this prayer line, we're decreeing, we're declaring that even they will begin to hunger and come on and listen to the word of God. We believe it in Jesus' name. If they're not even on Facebook, God, you stir them up, that they will hear the word, God. They become hungry for your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you. We bless the elderly people at our church, all the ministers, God. Bless Reverend Anderson. Strengthen her, Father, in the Jesus name. Hallelujah. We bless your people, God. Bless your folks, God. Your people, God. Oh, God, like no one else can do. And God, we'll continue to praise you and lift your name, glorify your name, because you are worthy to be praised. And with that, God, we say thank you. We magnify your name because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. For those of you that got on the line a little bit late, I want you to know that each week, God has directed me that I will be given what we call an inspiration nugget. That means there's been one scripture that we're just going to give to you. Come, when you come on this line, make sure you have a paper and your pen so that you can write down that scripture. And this is intended to inspire your faith. This is intended to grow your faith. Now, for you that were missed it, it is the golden inspirational nugget. Simply the word of God, but this one happens to come from the NIV version, and that's St. John, the 10th chapter, 28th through the 30th verse, and it reads, I give them eternal life, and meaning the people of God, meaning the born-again believers, the blood purchase, hallelujah, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch you out of my hand, says the Lord. It's my Father, Jesus saying, who has given them to me, is greater than I. He says, no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Nobody can do that. He said, Jesus says, I and the Father are one. So that's your inspirational nugget for tonight. I will be giving these nuggets in the beginning of the call. So I just did it a couple times right then, so because those of you that got on the line a little bit later. So I don't want you to miss out. You read that and then begin to say that. Put yourself in the place knowing that nobody can snatch you out of the hand of God. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you, every one of you, for calling in to this Dream Team prayer line. Pray one for the other and show that love. And don't forget, lean into God. That said, good night. I love you and be blessed.